Sunday, March 4, 2018. This is the Walking Leader 365, and I am David Guerra. Hope you're enjoying your weekend. All right, all week we've been talking about habit number 4 of the 7 habits of highly effective people, think win-win. I started off the week giving you the definition of the 4th habit from the StephenCovey.com website. Quote, think win-win isn't about being nice, nor is it a quick fix technique. It is a character-based code for human interaction and collaboration. Folks, that's what it's all about. Human interaction and collaboration. You know your situation. You know what you're capable of. You know what you want out of life. You know what you want from others. You understand. You understand that others are going to be different. You believe and you know fully in your heart and your mind that others are not like you. Everyone is unique. And you're never going to have the same two people. You're never going to find someone that thinks exactly like you. Sure, you might get close. You might get close. Sure, you might find somebody who likes to go to the same clubs, drink the same drinks, eat the same food, watch the same movies. You might like that. But guess what? There's going to be something different. They're not going to like the same type of clothes you wear. They're not going to read the same types of books you read. They're going to be different, but that's what makes life wonderful. That's what makes life unique, is no one's going to think like you, and you have to allow them. You have to allow them the opportunity to think and act for themselves. Otherwise, you're just smothering them. Otherwise, you're squashing them. Otherwise, you're not collaborating. Otherwise, you're not thinking win-win. See, think win-win allows for individuality, allows for people to be unique, but also think win-win allows for collaboration and interaction. It's necessary. It's necessary. It's not about putting people down. It's not about thumbing your nose at people and calling people names or talking behind their back, not supporting people. It's not about that. It's what it is about collaboration. It's about knowing that you're in this together. It's knowing that success comes from not comparison and competition, but success comes from doing it, either winning or losing or succeeding or failing, but you're doing it together, whatever the situation is. That's what Think Win-Win's all about. The Canadian women's hockey team I talked about, they didn't win gold. But there was one bad sport in the entire bunch, but you know what? She got on board at the end. Before the end of the game, she got on board. Look at the Nigerian women's bobsled team. And again, I love using these Olympic references because they're so fresh in the mind. But the Nigerian women's bobsled team, 15 months ago, they took to the bobsled. They said, hey, you know what? Let's put a team together. It's the first team from an African nation, a first team from a nation in the continent of Africa to compete in a bobsled competition. Fantastic. Outstanding. Kudos. They won the moment they said, we're going to do it. They didn't place. They didn't win a medal, but they won so much more. They won the respect of their fellow athletes. They won the respect of the world. Here I am in South Texas talking about this team from Africa. Bobsled. Why not? Why not? Because that's think win-win right there. That's the prime example of think win-win. And when you can do it, when you can dream it, when you can make it happen, you can achieve it. They didn't win the medals, but they won so much more. So have fun thinking, applying the 4th habit of think win-win. Have fun. Get out there. Make it happen together. That's what it's all about. Folks, my name is David Guerra. Have a great rest of your weekend, and I will talk to you tomorrow.